Well, President Trump responded today to Senator Bob Corker's fear that the president is leading the U.S. on a path to World War III. Trump said, "We're on the right path now," and he said he doesn't think his back and forth with Corker is going to imperil his tax overhaul. Joining us now is NPR lead politics editor Domenico Montanaro. Domenico, lots to get to here, but start with the president's continued attacks on Senator Bob Corker, who he now calls on Twitter Little Bob Corker. He's the chair of the Foreign Relations Committee. Can President Trump afford to alienate him if he wants tax cuts passed?
Well, it's hard for President Trump to be able to alienate any Republican in the Senate and hope to pass anything because they only have 52 votes. Losing Corker would mean that much narrower of a possibility there. And he's been critical of the tax plan. He's on the budget committee. So the president and Senator Corker now getting into a big back and forth. And Corker himself said that the White House has become like an adult daycare center and somebody must have missed their shift.
And is there a sense that there's a strategy here on the part of the president or this is just personal?
No, there's no sense that there's real strategy, you know, but I don't think that that means that there's inconsistency. I think that if you look at President Trump before he was President Trump, it all fits with his character. If you attack him, he's going to attack back. And this came after Corker's interview with The New York Times, where he decided to say that the president was potentially taking the country on the path to World War III.
All right. Meanwhile, the EPA administrator, Scott Pruitt, has now proposed the repeal of the Clean Power Plan today. That's the Obama era regulation to reduce emissions and move away from coal powered plants. Here's Pruitt explaining why.
And I'll tell you, when you think about what that rule meant, that rule really was about picking winners and losers. The past administration was unapologetic. They were using every bit of power, every bit of authority to use the EPA to pick winners and losers in how we generate electricity in this country. And that's wrong.
Now, the Clean Power Plan was never even fully implemented. And many experts would say that the reason that coal is declining in this country has more to do with economic conditions than federal policies. But why is the Trump administration proposing the repeal of the Clean Power Plan?
Well, the coal industry certainly would benefit from this. And Scott Pruitt, you realize, was somebody who had sued this federal government over the Clean Power Plan, being from Oklahoma, and was a main opponent of the EPA. So this is not that surprising, given President Trump's promises to coal country and the coal industry. And when you work in the coal industry and maybe you've lost a job because of what they feel are excess regulations, then you're not as concerned about health and welfare of the environment, for example.
The White House, meanwhile, released a list of demands to Congress on immigration that includes measures that would be unpalatable to Democrats, funding a border wall, tightening immigration laws, and cracking down on sanctuary cities. Is that the end of that deal that Trump made with Democratic leaders last month in order to provide a pathway for DACA recipients?
I'd say this is more a starting point. This is probably President Trump coming forward the way he, you know, might say to somebody, you know, I'm going to pay you half for building that clubhouse and kind of come forward with a giant ask and then potentially walk it back. You know, he's insisting that the wall be in this, but will he do that? You know, there have been several walkbacks of the wall being part of it. And remember, he told the Mexican president, Enrique Peña Nieto, you know, I know you're not going to pay for it. Just don't talk about it. And I think that this may be another situation like that. And if it's not, they may have some trouble getting Democrats on board.
You could end up with no deal at all.
Totally.
Trump also tweeted this morning that since Congress can't get its act together on health care, I will be using the power of the pen to give great health care to many people fast. What does he mean?
Well, he wants to try to let people buy health care across state lines, though if you had a federal exchange, state lines wouldn't really matter, of course, Jeremy.
Right, exactly. But we don't know what he's planning to do here.
No, it's expected that sometime this week he will try to possibly sign an executive order that would say that they allow folks to buy health insurance across state lines.
All right. One more thing, Domenico. Dianne Feinstein, the Democratic senator from California, announced she is running again in 2020. That would be her sixth term, by the end of which she would be 91 years old. She was challenged on whether Californians want to see her run again on NBC's Meet the Press. Here she is.
I'm ready for a good fight. I've got things to fight for. I'm in a position where I can be effective, and hopefully that means something to California.
Domenico, is it unusual for someone of Feinstein's age to announce a reelection campaign, and do you expect her to encounter resistance from her own party?
Well, she won't be 91 when she starts running.
She's 84 now.
End of that term, right. Yeah. And there have been plenty of men who have run and at a elevated age of 80 or higher, where they've been in the Senate. You think about someone like Strom Thurmond or Robert Byrd, right. People like that. So I would expect a hotly contested Democratic primary, but ironically, in this super progressive state, because of the mechanics of the primary there, Feinstein might be in a very strong position and be difficult to beat. Even if the progressive candidate makes the final round, she could win with Republican and independent votes, people who might be a little leery of a super progressive candidate.
That's NPR lead politics editor Domenico Montanaro. Domenico, thank you.
You're welcome as always.